Amid reports of counterattacks against Russian forces on different fronts, Ukrainian troops around the capital Kyiv say they've retaken territory, even threatening to cut off stranded units of Russians.
There is big battle, and from official sources we receive information. Right now the small city Makariv and almost whole Irpin already in the control is Ukrainian soldier.
Russia increasingly seems to be relying on missile and rocket attacks as its ground forces become bogged down. And the Russian Ministry of Defense has released footage of its cruise missiles launched from land and sea that have been striking targets throughout Ukraine. While Russian forces may have been held in the north and even driven back by counterattacks, according to the Ukrainians, in the south, greater strength and organization appear to be helping Russia make a bigger impact on the battlefields there. In the besieged city of Mariupol, Ukrainian defenders say they still hold a perimeter in the center, but new drone footage shows the scale of the devastation. While it's still difficult for people to get out and for humanitarian aid to get in, both sides continue to operate 9 humanitarian corridors in other parts of the country. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has continued his global charm offensive, this time addressing members of Japan's parliament via video link. As with other direct appeals to the international community, he deftly tailored his message. Following the offensive on the Zaporizhia nuclear plant earlier in the conflict, he touched upon Japan's own experience of nuclear attacks to muster support for his country's cause.
There are 4 operating nuclear power plants on our land. There are 15 nuclear units and they are all under threat.
While both sides seem to be experiencing successes and setbacks in the military struggle, in the fight for international support, it's Ukraine that appears to be making the most recent gains. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Lviv.